我们打开新约圣经马太福音第七章二十四节。
Let's open to the New Testament, Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7.
新约圣经马太福音第七章，我们读二十四、二十五，读到二十七。
Matthew chapter 7, we will read from verse 24 to 27.
好，所以
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against the house, and yet it did not fall.For it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, burst against the house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
我们再读约翰福音第六章第三十五节。
John chapter 6, verse 35.
约翰福音第六章三十五节。
John chapter 6 verse 35.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
我们再读腓立比书第二章十六、十七节。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 16 and 17.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第十六和十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
好，将生命的道。
Holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may have cause to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you.
最后读罗马书十二章十一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 11.
罗马书十二章第十一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I'm sorry, verse 11.
十一节，殷勤不可懒惰。
Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, speaking the Lord.
好，我们就读到这里。感谢主，在一年的开始，让我们一同聚集在他的脚前。
We thank the Lord in this beginning of the year that we can gather at His feet.
让我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, how we thank and praise for your grace.
一年又一年，带领我们过去。
You have lead and guide us year after year.
我们在一年的开始又聚在你的面前。
In the beginning of this year, once again we gather at your feet.
我们何等盼望这一年在主的面前能够讨你的喜悦。
How we desire to please you this year.
在这一年，我们能够实在是把房子能够盖在磐石的上面。
That in this year we can build our house upon the rock.
好叫当这个雨淋风吹的时候，这个房子能够站立得住。
So that when the rain and the wind comes, that this house will stand fast.
但愿主用你自己的话来光照我们。
Lord, may you shine upon us with your words.
也来开启我们
and that you will open them to us.
也来鼓舞我们
that you will encourage us with your words.
要我们在新的一年里面，众人都来跟随你
so that in this new year, all of us will come follow you.
我们把下面的时间再来仰望给主
we commit the following time into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我相信弟兄姊妹对这一段圣经都非常的熟悉
啊。I'm sure you're very familiar with these scriptures.
他说凡听见 我话就去行的，就是一个聪明人。
Because the Bible tells us, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man.
凡听见我的话不去行的，就是一个无知的人。
And those who hears the words of mine yet do not act upon them, these are the foolish men.
所以早晨我们在主的面前一同来思想。
So this morning we'll consider these words before the Lord.
我们也可以在主的面前来做一个决定。
We also can make a decision before the Lord.
是我们愿意在主的面前做一个聪明的人呢，还是要做一个无知的人？
Do we want to be wise men before God or to be foolish men?
如果我们做一个聪明的人，
If we want to be wise,
到了今年年底的时候，在这一年里面，我们所建造的仍然在那个磐石的上面。
At the end of this year, we will find out everything that we built is still upon the rock.
如果我们做一个无知的人，我们所建造的就不能够经得起风吹雨打。
If we are foolish men, then everything that we built cannot withstand the rain and the wind.
稍微有一点雨淋，稍微有一点水冲或者风吹，那房子就倒塌了。
Just with some rain, some flood or wind, this house will come tumbling down.
这最近几个礼拜，我常常在思想这一件事。
And these few weeks, I often consider these things.
我就想到，这个在北美的教会和在中国的教会。
I've been considering the matters of the church in the Northern America and the church in China.
到底有什么不同啊？
What are the differences between these churches?
在中国教会过去五十年里面，经过雨淋、水冲、风吹的。
In the past 50 years, the churches in China have undergone the rains and the winds and the floods.
能够吹倒的都吹倒了。
All the church that can be blown away have been blown away.
北京在五十年前有六十六所教会。
In Beijing, there were 66 churches 50 years ago.
到现在只有六个地方可以聚会。
Right now, there's only 6 public church remain.
从外面看呢，能倒的都倒了。
Outwardly speaking, you see that everything that can be blown away have fallen.
但是从里面来看呢，那不能倒的是多么的宝贵啊。
But if you look at it from the inward point of view, those that remain is so precious.
今天在北美这个地方。
And today in Northern America.
每一个 corner, 每一个转角都有一个教会的，都有一个聚会的地方。
Every corner you turn, you will see a place of worship.
但是我们没有经过雨淋，也没有经过风吹。
But we have not experienced the rain nor the wind.
如果有一天主允许我们也经过这样的一些试探试炼。
If one day God allows us to go through the same trials.
我们能不能够站立得住呢？
Will we still be able to stand?
我们会不会发现这个房子是在磐石的上面？
Will we discover that our house is built upon the rock?
这是我们值得思想的一件事。
This is something worth of our thinking.
所以我感谢主在过去两年当中，让我们教会许多的弟兄姊妹们遭遇到许多的难处。
And I thank the Lord for allowing many brothers and sisters among us to go through trials in the past 2 years.
这个难处是相当的大。
And these trials are indeed great.
许多的弟兄姊妹在工作上有很大的难处。
Many brothers and sisters face trials in terms of work.
这些难处就好像雨淋、水冲和风吹一样。
And these trials are just like the rain that descended and the floods that came and the wind that blew.
我也非常的感谢主。
I thank the Lord for them.
看到这些弟兄们在主的面前还是站立得住。
Because I see these brethren still standing before the Lord.
因此我相信这些经过雨淋、水冲和风吹还能够站立得住的这一些。
And so I indeed believe that these brothers who had gone through the trials like the rain and the floods and the wind that blew.
是何等的宝贵。
And they are indeed precious in God's sight.
我昨天在思想的时候。
When I was considering them yesterday.
我就特别想到这些在工作上有难处的弟兄。
I especially remember those brothers and sisters still faced with joblessness.
他们一个一个出现在我的那个思想的里面。
One after another, they popped up in my head.
我觉得好像主是特别把他们选出来的。
I felt that God has specially elected them.
好像这些有难处的是主特别挑出来的。
God has specially selected these individuals.
然后给他们有这个难处。
And give them the trials.
这些呢，特别在我思想的时候都是宝贵的。
And in my thought, these are all precious.
为什么神把他们挑出来的呢？
Why has God specially selected them?
让他们经过这些难处呢？
And allow them to go through the trials.
我想主要使用他们。
It is because God wants to use them.
就好像那个砖呢，要使用以前呢，先要烧一下的。
Just like before you can use a piece of brick, you must fire them.
你不烧它的话，那个是泥啊。
Without going through the firing process, a brick is just a clay.
烧过以后呢，就成砖了。
But after burning, it becomes brick.
所以我就看见主把这些弟兄们放在那个窑里面去烧他们。
I see that God has placed these brothers and sisters in the furnace to burn them.
我想主乃是要把他们做成一块砖
，so that they can be formed into a brick.
因为主要把那些砖有一天拿出来要建造的。
And one day God will take these bricks out and to build for His purpose.
当我这样思想的时候
，when I remember these things,
我就特别喜乐。
And I was filled with joy.
因为我相信有一天这些弟兄们都要成为砖的。
Because I know one day these brothers will all become bricks.
而神呢就把他们建造在一起。
And God can build them together.
就能够成为他荣耀的一个见证。
And it will become His glorious testimony.
因此我也特别来鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹们。
And I want to encourage all brothers and sisters.
虽然主好像没有把我们放在那个窑的里面。
Even though God has not placed us into that furnace.
但是我们还好像主把我们放在窑里面一样。
But we still need to live as if God has placed us in the furnace.
我们要与我们在难处的弟兄姊妹一同来受这个煎熬。
And together we will be burned with our brothers and sisters who are experiencing the trials.
好叫主能够在我们当中能够成就他的心愿。
That God's will may be done among us.
礼拜五晚上我们有很好的交通。
Friday night we have very good sharings.
有一个见证我就非常的受鼓舞。
There was a testimony that especially encouraged my heart.
就是我们有一个弟兄啊，经过很长的那个日子呢，他主呢给他预备了一个工作。
A brother who has gone for a long time without a job, and God had finally prepared a job for him.
好像有一块砖呢，主已经从那个窑里面拿出来了。
It seems as if God has already taken that piece of brick out of the furnace.
有一块烧了差不多了。
And this brick is about done.
所以主那匠人呢，就把它拿出来了。
And so the worker picked out the brick from the furnace.
所以我们心里面很受鼓励的。
And our hearts were greatly encouraged.
因为这一块烧好了，其他的也不会太远了。
Because if this brick is done, then the others were almost done too.
我特别另外也受鼓舞的一件事。
There's another thing that encouraged my heart.
就我们弟兄是星期二，知道他有那一个工作的。
Tuesday, our brother found out he has this job.
你知道在礼拜六，就前一个礼拜六的时候。
And you know the Saturday before that Tuesday.
就是三天以前的时候。
And that is 3 days before this thing.
我们众人礼拜六早晨在一起祷告。
Many of us gather to pray.
那有一个弟兄就提出来了。
And one brother mentioned,
他说他有一个负担呢，要为那个有工作难处的弟兄们祷告。
And this brother said, I have the burden to pray for those brothers and sisters who are without job.
我们已经有一阵时间呢，这个好像负担呢没有那么强了。
For a while now, our burden for praying for these jobless brothers and sisters were not that great.
因为我们人都是软弱的。
Because men are weak.
时间长久了以后呢，连带祷的人都软弱下来。
And when the time drags on for a long time, even those people who intercede for them become weak.
但是那天那个弟兄有感动，他说我们要为他们再祷告。
But that Saturday morning, a brother said, I have the burden to pray for them once again.
我们就又一起为他们祷告。
And so together we all pray for them.
我想主知道那个时候是重要的时候。
Because the Lord knows that timing was critical.
他就兴起人来祷告。
And he raised people to be prayers.
所以我鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹。
I encourage all brothers and sisters.
如果主把一个感动摆在你的里面。
If God has placed a burden in your heart.
要为什么事情祷告。
That you should pray for a certain thing.
你一定要顺服主的。
then you must obey.
你不但要顺服主，你还要把那感动交通给弟兄姊妹。
Not only be obedient to the Lord, you also share your burden to brothers and sisters.
因为主必然是知道什么时候该为什么事情祷告。
Because the only the Lord knows when we should pray for certain matters.
因此我们那个礼拜六就特别有负担。为这些弟兄们提名的祷告。
So that Saturday, we had such a great burden to pray for these brothers one by one.
因此我们听见第一块砖被拿出来的时候呢。
So as we heard that the first piece of brick has been taken out of the furnace,
我们心里特别的喜乐。
Our hearts were filled with great joy.
所以我们要继续为那其他的弟兄姊妹仍然在这个受熬炼的祷告。
We still need to pray for those brothers and sisters who are still in this trial.
要不是只是求主给他们一个工作
，Not just to ask God to give them a job。
我们要求主让他们都成为一个可使用的器皿。
But we need to pray that God will cause them to become a useful vessel。
我们要起来为他们感谢神。
And then we shall rise up to praise God for them。
我们要让神早一日把他们都从那个窑里面都能够拿出来。
That God will be able to gather them out of the furnace。
好叫主能够把他们与我们一同都建造在一起
and that we can all be built together
这是在新年里面我们众人都能够一同来仰望主的
in this new year we can all look up to the Lord for this matter
因此每一个难处我们都要来感谢主
we need to thank God for every trial that we experience
因为只有在经过难处以后那个剩下来的
only after the trials
主才能够使用
God can use what is left over
圣经告诉我们，如果我们听见了不去行的话呢，就是无知。
The Bible tells us if we hear the word of God yet do not act upon them, then we are foolish men.
中文说呢，就是好像不知道一样。
We are men without knowledge.
我就有一个感觉哈，当你跟一些弟兄姊妹在中国大陆有点交通以后。
After I had some sharing with a brother and sister in China, I have this feeling in my heart.
他们在属灵的这个知识上、啊、是不如我们的。
These brother and sister do not have much spiritual knowledge like we do.
如果我们弟兄姊妹到那边去了，都做老师的。
If any of a brother and sister goes to China, you will automatically become a teacher.
但是他们却认识神。
But these brother and sister in China, they know God.
他认识神。
They know God.
他不知道。很多的属灵的道理知识
They don't have much spiritual knowledge
它里面呢很认识主
But their heart knows the Lord
向着主非常的热心
And they have such a fervent heart for God
所以这一点呢是特别宝贵的
And this is very special and precious
我们如果听见了主的话不去行的话
If we hear the words of God and yet do not act upon it
我们就不认识主
Then we do not know the Lord
我们知道很多属灵的知识道理
We can know a lot of spiritual knowledge,
但是不认识主
and yet still do not know the Lord.
听人讲主对我们来讲陌生
And when we hear about people talking about God, we found that this is very unfamiliar.
好像不知道一样
It's as if we do not know it.
我就想起这个孩子学那个小提琴的时候
I remember when a child was learning to play the violin.
我刚开始带我孩子去老师那里，每个礼拜我带他去
In the beginning, I drive my child to a violin lesson every week.
那我看那个老师教他了，就很简单的东西。
I see the teacher teach them very simple thing.
然后呢，每天呢就叫他呢做这个同样一个动作，每天就做这个动作。
And every day they have to repeat the same action.
哎呀，我都是觉得，哎呀，怎么每天都是这样的哈
？And so I was wondering why each lesson they teach them the same thing, the same action.
啊，从头那到尾都是做这个。
From the beginning till the end of the lesson is the same teaching.
那老师跟我讲了。
And then the teacher talked to me.
他说我每天要他做这个同一个动作。
I want this child to do the same action every day.
我要让他这个肌肉呢能够记住。
I want the muscle to remember.
他那个肌肉能够记住这个动作。
I want the muscle to remember this action.
当这个肌肉啊有了这个真知识以后啊。
And when this muscle acquires the true knowledge,
这个孩子手拿起来呢，那就是对的。
And this child pick up his arm, and the position will be correct.
如果你没有这个肌肉，没有这个真知识的话
，If the muscle does not acquire the true knowledge,
那你就弹不好的。
Then you cannot play the violin well.
弟兄姊妹，这个道理啊是非常简单的。
But sister, this teaching is very simple.
就是这弓啊，跟这个琴啊要垂直的。
And that is that the violin and the bow needs to be perpendicular to each other.
十秒钟就讲出来了。
And you can explain this doctrine in 10 seconds.
怎么样能够让那个弓和那个琴是垂直的呢
？How do you make the bow perpendicular to the violin?
你就要去练习。
Then you need to practice.
你要天天去练习。
You need to practice daily.
练习到一个程度，你的肌肉啊都已经记得了。
You have to practice to the point that your muscle remembers it.
你的肌肉知道了。
That your muscle understands.
不是你的脑子知道了。
It is not your head knows.
你的脑子早就知道了。
Because your head already knew.
你的肌肉不知道。
But your muscle doesn't know.
所以知道行不出来。
And that's why you know about it, yet you cannot do it.
我们是不是常常这样？
We're often like that.
我们知道了。
We know many things.
行不出来。
But we cannot do it.
因为知道在这里。
Because we know our knowledge remains in
the head. 我的肌肉不知道。
My muscle does not know it.
从来不去练习。
We never practice.
所以那就是无知啊。
And that is foolishness.
不是头脑不知道。
It is not that your head does not understand.
你的手、你的脚不知道。
It is your arms, your legs do not know.
这就是无知。
And that is foolishness.
听见不去行的，就是无知。
Those who hears the word of mine yet does not act upon them, it is foolish men.
我们在新的一年的里面。
In this new year.
盼望我们不做一个无知的人。
I hope that we will not desire to become a foolish man.
我们所听见的，我们要去行。
What we hear, we must act upon them.
好几年以前,
many years ago,
可能五六年以前都有,
maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
那时候我在公司里面做体格检查,
at that time, I had done a physical examination in the office.
因为我旅行比较多, 所以呢, 公司要, 我每年都要做体格检查。
And because I travel very often, so the company requires me to have yearly physical exam.
所以呢，我就去看看公司里面的那个医生。
I went to see our company doctor.
他就看了我许多的东西以后呢。
And after exams.
他就说你运不运动
？And he says, do you exercise?
我说我不运动的。
I said I don't exercise.
他就说你一天要一个礼拜要运动三次。
He says you must exercise 3 times a week.
每次最少要30分钟。
Each time.You had to exercise minimum of 30 minutes.
我听了以后没有当一回事。
I heard his words, but I didn't act upon it.
哪里可以找到一个礼拜三次，一次三十分钟嘛
？How can I find 3 times a week, 30 minutes each time to exercise?
然后第二年我又去检查了。
Second year, I went back to a physical exam.
那个医生又说同样的话。
And the doctor said the same thing.
你有没有运动
？Did you exercise?
他可能看了我那些报告，就知道我没有运动。
Maybe he looks at the report and could figure out that I didn't exercise.
然后他又说一个礼拜要三次。
So again, he told me exercise 3 times a week.
每次要三十分钟。
30 minutes each time.
我还是没有注意的。
I still didn't pay attention.
因为我觉得这个医生比我还胖。
Because I think the doctor is fatter than I am.
他比我胖得多了。
He is more overweight than I am.
那你为什么不一个礼拜？
Why don't you exercise 3 times a week?
你为什么一个礼拜不运动每次三十分钟呢
？Why don't you exercise 30 minutes each time?
你自己都不做，叫我做呢
？You didn't do it. You asked me to do it.
所以我没有做。
So I didn't do it.
因为我觉得你是医生，你都不做。
I felt that you as a doctor didn't even follow your
orders. 你光叫我做。
And you asking me to do it.
你没有时间，我也没有时间。
You don't have time. I don't have time to exercise either.
所以我回去，我那一年又没有做。
So I went back, and that year I didn't exercise.
后来有一年我又去体格检查了。
Another year I went back for physical again.
换了一个医生。
Now there's a different doctor.
我就问说那个以前那个 Miller 医生去哪里了哈
？So I asked the doctor, where did the former doctor went?
他死掉。
The reply came, he died.
他糖尿病死掉。
He died of diabetes.
那给我一个很大的一个震惊哦。
And that gave me a great shock.
这个不运动有结果的。
Because there's a result to not exercise.
你知道不去行有结果的。
And there's a result if you hear something and yet you don't do it.
我就有点改变了。
So I start to change my ways.
我开始运动了。
I began to exercise.
啊，因为
Because there's a consequence if you do not exercise.
听见不去行是无知。
Those who hear the words yet does not act upon them, he is a foolish man.
但是我们大家都知道，我们没有时间，对不对？
But we all know because we're all short on time.
运动是很困难的。
It's difficult to exercise.
要时间的。
Because it takes time.
我们都没有时间的。
None of us has that time.
所以我花几分钟讲一讲这个时间的问题。
So I want to spend some time to talk about time.
我旅行的时候啊，我有一个固定的一个行李箱。
When I was every time I travel, I have a suitcase that is always put together the same.
22寸的那个行李箱。
I have this suitcase that's 22 inches.
为什么那个是22寸的呢？
Why do I need this 22-inch suitcase?
22寸的行李箱是我能够带上飞机最大的一个东西。
Because this is the largest piece of luggage I can carry on board.
所以呢，我旅行的时候一定呢，就是用那个22寸的那个一个可以带上飞机的那个行李箱。
So every time I travel, I will bring the suitcase that is 22 inches.
然后呢，我还有一个背包，一个 backpack.
And I also have a backpack with me.
那我就只有这两个行李。
I just have these two luggage.
无论我去哪里,
no matter where I travel,
我只有这两个行李,
I only take these two pieces of luggage.
无论我待多久,
no matter how long I'm going to stay,
我也只有这两个行李,
I only have these two pieces of luggage.
因为我从来不把行李交给航空公司的,
because I will never put in my luggage.
因为我们常常要换很多很多的飞机,
we often had to change planes very often.
而且我们一到那个地方呢, 我东西就要用的。
And whenever I when I arrive, I must use all the contents.
所以我那个行李就只能那么多。
I can only have so much luggage.
所以每次我要旅行的时候，我就要考虑什么东西能够带，什么东西不能够带。
And every time before I travel, I need to consider what I can bring, what I can not bring.
所以我到这次到中国去呢。
And this time I went to China.
我决定我要带一个小枕头。
I decided I will bring a little pillow.
因为那个我的脖子不太好，我想要带一个枕头睡觉。
Because I have some neck problem, I want to bring a little neck pillow to sleep.
我把这个东西带进去的话
，If I want to bring this little pillow,
我就要从里面拿一个东西出来。
Then I need to remove one of my usual contents.
我如果不拿一个出来的话，我这个就塞不进去。
And because if I don't do that, I cannot fit this pillow in.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们常常失败啊？
But sister, why do we often fail?
我们舍不得把那个皮箱里面东西拿出来。
Because we're unwilling to take something out of our luggage.
我们很想把东西摆进去。
We always want to put things in.
但是我们舍不得把那个里面东西拿出来。
But we don't want to take anything out.
所以我们就没有时间。
That's why we don't have time.
因为每一个人的时间都是固定的。
Because each one of us only have set amount of time.
我们只有24个小时。
We only have 24 hours in a day.
那个是固定的。
That is set.
那个是像我的皮箱一样。
That is just like my luggage.
只能摆这么多东西的。
You can only fit so many things in there.
如果今天你要加一样东西的话。
If today you want to add something in.
你要把一个东西拿出来。
You have to take something out.
你一定要把一个东西拿出来。
You have to take something out.
你不拿出来就摆不进的。
Without taking something out, you can't put this thing in.
那我如果要运动，我什么东西要拿出来呢？
So if I want to exercise, what can I take out?
所以我找在主面前思考这件事。
And I was praying about this before the Lord.
我这个皮箱里面有什么东西可以拿出来？
What can I take out from my luggage?
啊，我就主就告诉我，这看报纸的时间呢，可以拿出来。
And the Lord tells me the time you spend in reading a newspaper, you can sacrifice.
哎，我就发现这看报纸一看就半小时了。
I discover, yes, when I read newspaper, it takes about 30 minutes.
可能还不止的。
Maybe more than 30 minutes.
我真正需要花那么多时间读那个报纸吗？
Do I really need all that time to read a newspaper?
我就把那个时间呢，拿出来了。
So I took out that time.
我就发现了，其实啊，有一个更好的方法呢，可以知道新闻的。
So I discover a better way to learn about the news around us.
你知道在上班的路上啊，在七点钟的时候打开收音机五分钟，当天的新闻你都知道了。
On your way to work, about 7 o'clock in the morning, you just had to turn on the radios, and 5 minutes, you heard all the news of the day.
所有你该知道的事情，在那五分钟之内你都知道了。
Everything that you need to know, it will tell you in 5 minutes.
所以呢，这个读报纸的那个时间呢就不需要了。
So I don't need the time to read a newspaper.
我把它拿出来了。
I took that time out.
其实啊，我们报纸都停掉了。
And we even quit subscribing out the newspaper.
大家注意哈，我不是要大家都把报纸停掉。
Brother and sister, please note I'm not asking you to unsubscribe your newspaper.
那样你就是在守律法了。
And because if you do that, you're keeping the law.
实在是因为主让我看见我没有时间读报纸。
It is because the Lord shows me I don't have time to read a newspaper.
那我每天丢报纸是很划不来的事。
And to throw the unread newspaper away, it's not frugal.
你又不读它，还要常常去丢它。
You don't read it, and you always have to throw it away.
所以我们很多年没有家里没有报纸。
So for many years, we don't have newspaper in our house.
我告诉你，我从来没有一天啊，觉得我需要那个报纸。
There's not a day I felt that I really need that paper.
我真的没有那个觉得，哎呀，我今天没有看报纸。
I didn't feel that. Oh, today I didn't read a newspaper.
没有那个需要。
I don't have that desire or need.
该知道的事我都知道。
All the things I need to know, I know it.
你要把东西从那个皮箱拿出来。
You need to remove something from your luggage.
你不拿出来是摆不进去的。
Because if you don't do it, you cannot put something new inside.
那因此早晨我想交通几个方面。
And this morning I want to share several aspects.
有几件事需要我们花时间的。
There are several things that requires our time.
有几件事是我们都知道的。
There are several things that we all know.
但是我们没有做的。
But these are things we don't do.
因此在这新年的开始的时候。
Therefore, in the beginning of this new year,
盼望我们能够在主的面前来决定说这几件事我们都要去行。
Let us decide for ourselves that we want to do these several things.
头一件事就是约翰福音第六章三十五节告诉我们。
And the first thing is told to us in John chapter 6, verse 35.
主说我是生命的粮。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
头一件事我们要去行的。
The first thing we need to do.
就是要到主这里去。
It is to come to the Lord.
在过去那一年里面呢，我们就印了很多的书签给弟兄姊妹。
In the past year, we have printed out many bookmarkers for the brothers and sisters.
那个书签呢是新约圣经一年可以读一次的。
If you follow the schedule on it, you will finish New Testament in one year.
在2004年的时候呢，我们又增加了一个书签。
In year 2004, we added another bookmarker.
所以我们有两个书签。
So now we have two bookmarkers.
一个呢是旧约的呢，一个是新约的。
One is the Old Testament, one is the New Testament.
如果去年你读完了新约
，If last year you finished reading the New Testament,
今年你可以来读旧约。
And this year you can read the Old Testament.
如果去年你没有读那个新约的话，今年你可以从新约开始。
If you didn't read the New Testament last year, then you can read it this year.
我们为什么要给弟兄姊妹这个书签
？Why do we want to supply you with these bookmarkers?
这个书签是一个提醒。
Because they are just a reminder.
提醒我们应该要到主的面前。
A reminder that we need to come before the Lord.
不是要我们好像按照这一个当做一个规条来做事。
We are not doing this as a tradition or a rule.
乃是一个给我们的一个鼓励。
But these bookmarkers become our encouragement.
每次我们看到我们圣经里面的这个书签的时候
，Every time we look at the bookmarker in our Bible,
我们就想到我们应该到主的面前去。
We will remember that we need to come before the Lord.
主不是在乎我们今天有没有把那几张圣经读完哈。
The Lord doesn't care if you have finished the portion of the day.
主不会跟我们计较你今天没有读好。
The Lord will not say, "Oh, you didn't do it today."
我们主乃是盼望我们到他的面前去。
But the Lord desires for all of us to come before Him.
因为只有到主那里来的，才能够得到那个生命的粮。
Only those people who come before the Lord will receive the bread of life.
我相信在去年，凡是有按照这个圣经来读的弟兄姊妹们
，I believe all those brothers and sisters who did read according to the bookmarker.
你都会发现是非常难的一件事情。
You will discover one thing that is a difficult task.
如果你觉得不难的话，可能你根本没有试过。
If you think it's not a difficult thing, then you probably haven't even tried it yet.
如果你试过，你就知道是非常难。
If you truly try, you will know it's hard.
正是因为它难。
It's because it is difficult.
我们就需要被鼓励。
Then we need more encouragement.
因为要让这个肌肉得到真知识哦，也是很难的。
Because to train your muscle to receive a true knowledge is a difficult task.
让我们这个人呢、啊， 常常有一个习惯到主的面前呢，也是不容易的。
To train the habit always to come before the Lord is also difficult.
因此我们需要彼此的勉励。
So we need to encourage one another.
我相信也有很多弟兄姊妹半途而废的。
I'm sure that many brothers and sisters only follow through half the year.
我不好意思叫你举手哈。
I don't want you to raise your hand.
我想可能多半呢是半途而废的。
But I think the majority of you probably follow through just half the year.
不要紧。
It's okay.
箴言告诉我们。
Proverbs tells us.
他说这个义人啊，虽七次跌倒呢，仍必兴起。
The righteous man will fall seven times, yet he will still be lifted up.
如果去年你跌倒了。
If you failed last year.
你半途而废了。
You only follow through half of the year.
那就算一次而已啊。
That is count as one.
这算跌倒一次。
One fall.
所以还有六次。
You still have six chances.
所以今年呢，我们再起来。
This year, let us rise up again.
不要紧。
It is okay.
在箴言说至少有七次。
Because Proverbs give you seven chances.
而且说七次以后呢，还要再兴起的。
And because after seven time, you will still be lifted up.
因此我们在主的面前不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged before the Lord.
你也不要觉得为什么我这个人是这个样子。
Don't just look at your own conditions.
我们这个人本来就是这样。
Because you are what you are.
一点都不稀奇的。
It is not amazing.
如果我们会跌倒呢，那是正常的。
If we fall, that is normal.
如果我们能够还在兴起的话，这是神的恩典。
But if we are lifted up again, that is God's grace.
因此让主在我们身上有他的恩典。
So we need to find God's grace in our life.
让我们再起来。
And causes us to rise up again.
让我们读圣经的时候。
As we read the scripture.
你昨天失败了。
If you failed yesterday.
不要紧。
It is okay.
忘记背后努力面前的。
And forget what lies behind and press on forward.
礼拜一失败了。
If you fail Monday.
不要紧，礼拜二再起来。
You will rise up again on Tuesday.
我们不在乎哈，是不是礼拜一的真的我又再去读过一遍。
It doesn't matter if you really have to read to make up the reading for Monday.
乃是在主的面前就有这个心愿要到他的面前。
But it's just to exercise this desire of coming before him.
弟兄姊妹，读圣经啊，最重要的就是要到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, to read the Bible, the most important thing is to come before him.
也不在乎你读什么，也不在乎你怎么样读。
It doesn't matter how you read your Bible or how long you read it.
就是你这个心要到了主的面前，这就对了。
But your heart needs to come before him. That is the correct way.
就像在旧约里面讲到路德的那个故事。
Just like in the Old Testament, we find the story of Ruth.
路德要到那个田里面捡那个麦穗。
Ruth must go to the field to pick up the grain.
因为他是一个很穷苦的人，所以他需要到那个田里面捡人家收割剩下来的那个麦穗。
And because she was a poor woman, she needs to go to the field to glean what is left over.
今天我们像路德一样，我们都是很穷苦的人。
Today we are just like Ruth, we are all poor.
在灵里面我们都很贫穷的。
In our spirit, we are poor.
因此我们要去捡那个麦穗。
Then we need to go to the field to glean the grains.
最重要的是要到波阿斯的田里面去。
The most important is that we need to find the right field, which is the field of Boaz.
你只要到了那个田里面。
You could come to his field.
那你就不怕捡不着。
Then you will always find something.
所以这是我们读圣经的一个最重要的一件事。
And this is the most important thing in reading the Bible.
就是要到主的面前。
That is to come before the Lord.
我们有的时候觉得，哎，我们好像可以读懂一点圣经。
Sometimes we feel that we can understand something.
其实不是我们的功劳。
It is not our own effort.
这是那个仆人啊，从捆里面拿出来放在地上。
It is because the servant has picked out something from the bundle and for you to pick.
这个路德在那捡的时候呢，他觉得很好捡的。
When Ruth is gleaning in the field, she thought this is an easy work.
其实啊，前面那个仆人呢，常常从那里捆里面拿一些摆在地上。
But it is because the servant often takes something out of the bundle for her to glean.
因为波阿斯告诉他们的。
That's what Boaz told them to do.
你们要好好的待这个路德。
Then you must treat her well.
有的时候他们捡的时候呢，没有捡完，就有一些落在地上，让路德捡。
And sometimes when they are gathering their bundles, they leave some for her to glean.
所以我们能够从圣经里面得到粮食，都是主的恩典。
So if we can find food from God's word, it is all because of God's grace.
所以我们只要到主的面前来。
Just come before him.
到波阿斯的田里面。
Come to the field of Boaz.
那里地上有很多的麦穗。
There are many grains in the field.
我们可以捡起来。
That we can glean.
所以到新的一年里面。
In this new year.
我们能够把时间安排出来。
Let us arrange our time.
到波阿斯的田里面来捡麦穗。
That we can go to the field of Boaz to pick up a grain.
但是首先你要决定什么东西要拿出来。
But first, you must decide what you need to take out of your schedule.
你要看看你的那个行李箱，什么东西要拿出来。
You need to re-examine your suitcase to see what you can take out.
因为如果你不把东西拿出来的话
，Because if you don't take something out,
你肯定要失败。
You will definitely fail.
因为你已经摆不下了。
Because your suitcase is full.
好，我们讲第二件事情。
Second thing.
在腓立比书第二章里面。
In Philippians chapter 2,
这一句话非常好，他说将生命的道啊要表明出来。
And this word is very good to reveal the word of life.
主把那个宝贵的生命摆在我们里面。
And God has gave us this precious life.
但很多时候那个生命啊，那个道没有表明出来。
But many times we do not manifest that word of life.
我们都很盼望有一天生命之道能够从我们心里面被表明出来。
We all desire that one day this word of life will be manifest through us.
怎么表明出来呢？
How do we manifest the word of life?
腓立比书二章十七节告诉我们，他说：“我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物。”
And verse 17 tells us because that because I'm being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith.
所以那个信心啊。是让我们生命可以表明出来的一件东西。
Faith is something that can cause the word of life to be revealed to us.
盼望在新的一年里面呢，我们可以用信心把我们那里面的生命表明出来。
By faith, we can hold fast to the word of life.
礼拜五还听了一个见证，我非常受感动。
Friday night, I heard another testimony that encouraged my heart.
许多人你们都听到了。
Many of you heard the same testimony.
我们有一对弟兄姊妹。
We have a couple brothers and sisters.
他们也是失去了工作。
They also lost their jobs.
所以那个姊妹决定呢去上学。
And so the sister decided she will go back to school.
她就发现了学校呢有一个奖学金啊。
She discovered that in the school there's a scholarship.
那个奖学金呢总共加起来差不多5000块。
And when you add it all up, the scholarship is about $5,000.
对他们来讲是一个很大的数目。
And for them, this is a great amount.
但是后来他们就发现了一件事。
Later on, they discover something else.
这个奖学金是为了那个在精神上有受创伤的人预备的。
This scholarship is prepared for those people who have gone through psychological trauma.
而他们没有。
And they did not.
因此他们就决定他们不能申请这个奖学金。
So they decided they cannot apply for this scholarship.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做用信心把生命之道表明出来。
Brother and sister, this is using your faith to reveal the word of life.
我听到这个见证，非常的喜乐。
When I heard this testimony, I was filled with great joy.
因为他们信主没有多少年日。
Because they are young Christians.
他们知道，就用信心把这他们所知道的表现出来。
What they know, they expressed with their faith.
弟兄姊妹，盼望在新的一年的里面。
Brothers and sisters, in this new year.
当主把这些机会摆在我们面前的时候。
When God gave us these opportunities.
我们要用信心把这生命之道来表现出来。
We need to we need to use our faith to show the word of life.
我在中国大陆的时候，我跟弟兄姊妹交通这一句话。
In China, I shared these words with the brothers and sisters there.
我说在人不能啊，在神凡事都能。
I said to men is impossible, but to God is possible.
因为我知道他们很多人都是企业家。
Because I know many of them are
businessmen. 你知道在中国做生意是很困难的。
You know it is very difficult to be businessman in China.
好像你在安安分分做生意是很困难的。
It is very difficult to do business in a legal way.
那我就勉励弟兄姊妹。
And I encouraged my sisters.
我说在人是不能的。
To man is impossible.
在人的话，生意做不下去的。
To man, if you want to do business the right way, it's impossible.
但是呢，在神是凡事都能的。
But in God, all things is possible.
如果你愿意站在神那一边的话。
If you want to stand on God's side.
就有神迹要发生在你的身上。
Miracles will follow you.
必定会发生在你身上。
Miracles definitely will follow you.
因为你做不下去了。
Because you're unable to continue your business.
如果你做不下去了，就有神迹要发生在你的身上。
If you are unable yourself, then miracle will come.
聚会的时候，有一个弟兄跟我交通。
After the meeting, a brother came to share with me.
他的见证非常好。
And his testimony was very good.
我觉得这个见证呢，应该摆在那个 CD 上面才对。
I felt that this testimony should be recorded on the CD.
他说他蒙恩得救以后啊。
He says after he was saved.
他就改变他很多。
God changed him a great deal.
他是一个做大生意的人。
He is a man who does a big business.
他只卖给那个批发的。
He only sells his products to the wholesalers.
因为那个量很大。
And because it's always in large quantity.
他说如果没有几百万的生意啊，他都不愿意借你的。
And if the deal is not in the millions, he will not even touch it.
因为他是一个，他有一个很大的工厂，所以他要卖那个，要一次要卖很多很多。
He has a great warehouse and factory. Every time he will sell in large quantity.
所以他要卖那个大量的一个一笔生意的时候啊。
Every time he's about to do a big high dollar amount deal.
你就要应酬。
And then you have to socialize.
然后那个时候你要送礼。
Sometimes you have to give gifts.
你要用很多的其他的方法。
You have to use many means.
我想我们许多中国的弟兄姊妹都知道这些事。
I think many Chinese brothers and sisters understand this thing.
他信了主以后呢，他里面呢就不平安了。
After he believed in Jesus Christ, he doesn't have the peace to do all these.
那怎么办？生意要不要做？
Then what should he do? How he continue his business?
这些人你不这样，他不做你的生意的。
If you don't treat them this way, they will not do business with you.
我感谢主，弟兄啊，他说这个生意我不做了。
And so we praise the Lord because this brother said, I will not do this business anymore.
生命之道表明出来，他说我不做。
He held fast to the word of life and he said, I will not do this business anymore.
我不卖给这些批发商。
I will no longer sell my product to these wholesalers.
我做零售。
I just sell it to individual customers.
我一个一个去卖。
I sell to individual ones.
我就不卖给你们了。
I will no longer sell to the wholesalers.
他告诉我，他说现在生意比从前更好了。
He says my business is better than before.
他说第一，现在我的利润很高。
First of all, I have a high profit margin.
那些批发商把我价钱压得很低。
And because the wholesalers always bring down the price.
我现在卖给零售的，我的利润比较高。
Now I sell to individual customer, I can sell at a greater profit.
第二，我不需要应酬了。
Secondly, I don't have to socialize anymore.
没有零售的人不会需要我跟他应酬。
Because these individual customer does not expect such treatment.
东西好，他就会买。
If they need something, they will come purchase.
好，第三，我的生意没有起伏了，现在。
Thirdly, there is no rise and fall in my business.
从前接那个大订单，一下子起，一下子落。
Formerly, I'm waiting for the big deals to come in, so my business goes up and down.
现在呢，我做零售呢，我的生意是很平稳的。
Now I sell to individual customers, my business is very stable.
生意比从前还好。
Business is better than before.
利润还要高。
Profit is higher than before.
我又不需要去应酬。
I don't need to spend time socializing.
在人不能。
To men is impossible.
在神凡事都能。
But in God, everything is possible.
我非常的喜乐，听到这个见证。
I was filled with great joy when I hear this testimony.
表示神的话是经得起考验。
It tells us that God's word can be tried.
如果你愿意用信心把生命之道表明出来的话。
If you are willing to hold fast to the word of life with your faith.
神的话是经得起考验。
Then God's word is able to go through the test.
我们人是经不起考验。
We cannot go through the test.
但是如果你是抓住神的话的话。
But if you hold on to the word of God.
神的话是经得起考验。
His word is able to go through the test.
他又告诉我。
Then he tells me.
他说我现在做生意非常好。
Now I do very good business.
他说我什么事呢都等候神。
In everything I wait before the Lord.
这个好像没有听说过这样的事啊。
These words are very rare.
在中国大陆，一个做生意的人跟你说，我现在做生意都是完全等候神。
It's very rare to hear anybody, business, especially businessmen in China, to say, "I do my business while waiting before the Lord."
生意做得太好，他需要盖一个新的工厂。
His business have gone so well that he needs to add a new facility.
所以他就到那个北京的靠近八达岭打理的地方，他要买一块地。
So he went to the suburbs of Beijing and purchased a piece of land.
当然，那个开发的那些公司都很欢迎，希望他能够去。
all the developer wants him to come.
就带他去看一块地。
And so they were showing him parcels of land.
他一看呢，那块地呢，好是很好。
He said this particular land was very good.
它就是小了一点。
But it's pretty small.
不够他使用。
It is not enough for him to use.
那个人就说那隔壁呢有一块。
And the person said, well, there's a parcel of land next to it.
已经被人买去了。
Someone has already purchased it.
但是还没有成交。
But the deal hasn't been finalized yet.
要不要想一点办法？
Do you want to think up a way?
他说如果是他是从前的话，
He said if he was his former self,
他一定想办法。
He would definitely come up with a way.
让那块地呢不要成交。
And to stop the deal of the next parcel.
然后呢，他可以把两块地呢一起买下来。
Then he will be able to purchase both parcels of land.
这是他从前的那种做法。
That was his former ways.
现在信主了不一样。
But now he's a Christian, he's different.
信主的不能做这个事情。
A Christian cannot do such things.
人家已经买下来了。
Someone already put an interest in it.
你不好在背后呢去搅扰人家的。
And you cannot disrupt the deal behind their back.
那虽然这块地不够大。
So even though this parcel of land was not big enough.
那我就等候神好了。
I would just wait before the Lord.
要等候神。
So he waited before the Lord.
过了两个礼拜。
After 2 weeks.
他们就告诉他在对面有一块地。
They informed him that there's another parcel of land on the opposite side.
本来是被新疆的一些人买下来的。
Formerly, it was bought by some businessmen from Xinjiang.
不知道为什么他们不要了。
But they don't, for some unknown reason, they don't want it anymore.
你来看一下。
Why don't you come and take a look?
他一看，哇，这块地就是他的。
And he went and looked at it and said, this was his land.
哦，这块地的大小就是他要的。
And it was the right size.
这个地里面的那些那个地形地貌就是他要的。
And the profile of the land is just what he needed.
好像是神为他所预备的那块地。
It seems like God has just prepared this land for him.
所以他说现在做生意很好。
So he said it is great to do business now.
我就是等候神。
All I had to do was wait before the Lord.
什么时候行不通呢？我就等候神。
Whenever the business is difficult, I just wait before the Lord.
神就会把最好的就给我了。
God will always give me the best.
这样好不好啊？
Is that a great thing?
你愿不愿意有这样的一个生活？
Do you want to live such a way?
你如果要有这样的生活，
If you want to live in such a way,
你要有信心将生命之道表明出来。
You need to hold fast the word of faith through your faith.Hold fast the word of life through your faith.
主是怎么说的？
What does the Lord say?
凡事我们就看主是怎么说的。
In everything, we just need to examine what does the Lord say.
主是怎么说，我就是怎么做。
However he says, this is how I will do.
你就要看见神迹了。
Then you will see miracles.
因为很多事都行不通。
Because there are many things you cannot do.
我们有的弟兄读圣经说，这个行不通啊，行不通啊。
Sometimes in Bible study, a brother will say, this cannot be possible in today's age.
当然行不通的。
Of course, it's impossible.
所以要神迹嘛。
That's why we need miracles.
所以中国弟兄姊妹很多神迹嘛。
That's why there are so many miracles for the brown sister in China.
因为他们要做嘛。
Because they have to act upon His word.
按照圣经的话去做。
They have to act upon God's word.
没有神迹怎么做？
Without miracles, how can things be possible?
你说这个做不到，所以我不做。
You said, well, this is impossible, so I will not act upon his word.
所以你就没有看见神迹。
Then you will not see any miracles.
你说这个做不到，我也要做。
If you say, this is impossible to do, but I still want to follow his word.
因为在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Because to men is impossible, but to God all things possible.
这样你就有经历了。
Then you will have the experience.
这是第二件事。
This is the second thing.
我们要用信心将生命之道来表明出来。
By faith, we hold fast to the word of life.
第三件
Thirdly,
是罗马书十二章十一节告诉我们的。
In Romans chapter 12:11,
他说要殷勤，不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Says not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
一个人怎么能够殷勤哈？
How can you be diligent?
一个人怎么能够常常服侍主？
How can you always serve the Lord?
这不能靠人鼓励的。
You cannot do this by the encouragement of men.
人可以鼓励。但是人不能够天天鼓励你的。
Men can encourage you, but they cannot encourage you daily.
我们如果要能够殷勤的话，
If we want to be diligent,
我们要能够常常服侍主的话，
If we want to always serve the Lord,
我们必须有在心里面有一个火。
We need to have a fire in our heart.
要心里要有火热。
You need to have that verveness in your spirit.
如果你心里火热的话，
If you have verveness in your spirit,
你自然就殷勤了。
then naturally you will become diligent.
你自然而然你就服侍主了。
Naturally you will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，什么是那个火？
Brother and sister, what is that fervorness?
到底那个火是什么？
What is that fervorness?
那个火不是我们的热心。
It is not our zealousness.
我们的热心都不能够维持很久。
Because our zealousness never lasts.
这个火呢，其实就是神的同在。
And this fervorness is actually God's presence.
就像那个神在那个荆棘的火焰中间向摩西显现一样。
Just like the God appeared to Moses in the burning bush.
当那个荆棘在被火烧起来的时候。
When the bush is burned by the fire.
那个神就在那个火焰中就向摩西显现。
God appeared to Moses in that burning bush.
你看这个火呢是没有把那个荆棘烧着。
You see that the fire did not burn out the bushes.
所以这个火的来源不是荆棘。
And so the source for that fire is not the bush.
我们里面那个火不是从我们自己肉身里面出来的东西。
And the fire that burns in our heart is not from something within.
如果我们今天拿一个荆棘把它点火的话，
If today we have a thorn bush here and then we set it on fire,
几分钟呢，这个荆棘就被烧完了。
In minutes, it will be burned up.
然后呢，火就熄灭了。
And then the fire distinguished.
这就是人的热心。
That is the zealousness of men.
我们都有这样的经历。
We all have such experience.
我们常常要为主发热心。
We always want to be zealous for God.
我要做这个，我要做那个。
I want to do this thing. I want to do that thing for God.
两三天就不见了。
After two or three days, we lost our fervorness.
因为那个荆棘烧完了。
Because the thorn bush burned up.
我们里面呢，没有多少东西可以经得起烧的。
There's not much thing within us that can withstand the fire.
所以这个火热不是我们人的热心。
And so this fervorness does not come from within.
这个火热是神的同在。
This fervorness comes from God's presence.
当神在那个荆棘的上面的时候。
When God is in the burning bush.
那个火就一直烧。
The fire continues to burn.
那个荆棘也没有烧着。
And the thorn bush was not burned.
这多好啊。
This is so great.
你想不想活在这个光景的里面？
Do you want to live in such condition?
那里面有火在烧，又烧不。没有烧到你。
And you have fire burning within, and it will not burn you up.
这火到底在哪里？
Where is the fire?
在旧约里面，有个地方有火啊。
In the Old Testament, there's a place that has this fire.
就是在那个祭坛的上面有火。
That is upon the altar.
在祭坛的上面有火。
There is fire upon the altar.
而且那个火是不熄的。
And the fire never goes out.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们盼望主在我们里面像火一样的话，
Brother and sister, if you want God to be like fire within your heart,
你需要把自己奉献给主。
You need to offer yourself to God.
我们如果不把自己奉献给主的话，
If you do not offer yourself to God,
我们里面啊，不会有火的。
You will not have fire in your heart.
因为火是在祭坛的上面。
Because the fire is always upon the altar.
你需要把自己摆在那个祭坛的上面。
You need to place yourself on the altar.
因为我们是活祭。
We are living sacrifice.
所以我们跟那个羊跟那个牛不一样。
We are different than the ram and then the heifer.
那个羊和牛放在一次就没事了。
When the animal is put on the altar, they are burned once and they're gone.
但是我们是活祭，所以我们每天要上那个祭坛。
But we are living sacrifice. We must offer ourselves daily.
我们每天都要把自己再奉献给神。
Every day we need to offer ourselves to Him again.
然后我们里面呢就会有那个火。
Then the fire will continue to burn within.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不奉献给主的话
，Brother and sister, if you do not offer yourself to God,
那我们自己就是主。
Then we become the Lord.
如果我们奉献给主的话，
If we offer ourselves to the Lord,
那主就成了主。
Then the Lord is the Lord over us.
我们如果不奉献给主的话，
If we do not offer ourselves to God,
我们就是利用主。
We are using God.
如果我们把自己奉献给主的话，
But if we offer ourselves to God,
就是主来使用我们。
God is using us.
就像我们诗歌所说的，
Just like the hymn says,
他说从前是我们要利用主。
Formerly, we want to use God.
但是今天呢，是主来用我。
Now I want God to use me.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
这是非常非常重要的一件事。
It is a very important thing.
我们常常要来用主。
We often use God.
但是我们要让主来使用我们。
But we need God to come and use us.
在那个 CD 里面，不知道你们有没有看到这个见证。
I don't know if you have seen this testimony in that city, the cross.
就是有一个餐馆的老板呢，在沈阳哈。
And there was a restaurant owner.
他那个餐馆很奇怪，那餐馆还有唱诗班的。
And in this restaurant, it's very strange. They have a choir in the restaurant.
然后呢，那个餐馆呢，还有个祷告箱的。
And in this restaurant, they also have a prayer box.
如果你在那边吃饭，觉得你有事情要祷告，写下来丢到祷告箱里面。
If you are eating in this restaurant, you feel that something bothers you, you can write down the matters and put it in this box.
然后呢，员工呢，打开祷告箱，拿起来呢，替你祷告。
And the workers, they will open up the box every day and pray according to the prayer request. If you have a chance, you have to go there to eat.
那个老板他讲了一句话，很感动我。
And the restaurant owner said something that touched my heart.
好，从前我祷告，求主帮助我赚钱。
Formerly, I prayed to God, asked Him to help me to make money.
他说现在我祷告主啊，求主使用我。
And now I pray to God and ask Him to use me.
弟兄姊妹，你我祷告什么？
Brother and sister, what do you and I pray for?
让我多赚钱。
Lord, help me to make more money.
还是我们祷告说主啊，你来使用我。
Or do we pray, Lord, come and use me?
弟兄姊妹，我们对奉献都有一个错误的观念。
Brother and sister, we all have this misconcept of offering.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，舍不得。
We often are unwilling to give up.
不管是在金钱的奉献呢，或者我们个人。全人的奉献，我们都有点舍不得的那种感觉。
Whether it is in the monetary offering or in our offering of ourselves, we all felt that we cannot give.
实在是从仇敌来的。
And this concept comes from our enemy.
今天我们要改一个观念。
Today we need to change this concept.
我们奉献时呢，要有一个巴不得的观念。
When we offer, we need to have this verveness that we can't wait to offer ourselves.
巴不得我能够奉献。
That we can't wait to put ourselves for the Lord.That we are afraid that God will not want to use me.
今天啊，如果神要你，实在是很大的恩典。
Today, if God wants to use you, it's truly His grace.
你不要舍不得啊。
And do not hold anything back.
你要巴不得啊。
You want to give all that you have.
所以家人诗歌有这么一句话，非常好的。
And so there is a word in this hymn.
他说我是何等人啊。
Said what a man I am.
你竟拣选我。
That you have selected me.
让我站在你的面前。
That I can stand before you.
为你唱一首歌。
And sing a song for you.
我们是什么人？
Who are we?
神用我们。
That He should use us.
不要舍不得。
Do not reserve anything for yourselves.
这是神的怜悯。
It's His mercy.
愿意拣选我们。
That He wants to choose us.
要是今年我们能够在神的面前。
If this year we can stand before God.
为他做一点事。
To do just a little bit.
这是我们最大的荣耀。
And that will be our greatest glory.
我们奉献给神，不是代表我们失去什么。
What we offer to God does not mean that we have lost something.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不奉献给神的话，
Brother and sister, if we do not offer ourselves to God,
那我们真的就失去了。
Truly, it is our great loss.
所有不奉献给神的，在勇士里面都失去了。
Those people who are unwilling to offer themselves to God will become the greatest loss in eternity.
我们要赶快把自己奉献给神。
We need to hurry and offer ourselves to God.
好叫我们不会成为失落的一个人。
So that we will not be people who are lost.
我们做妻子的要鼓励我们的弟兄把自己奉献给神。
As wives, we need to encourage our husband to offer himself to God.
如果我们的丈夫愿意把自己更多的奉献给神。
If our husband have a desire to offer himself to God.
我们不要拦阻他。
Do not stop him.
我们要鼓励他。
We need to encourage him.
因为当你的弟兄把自己奉献给神以后
，Because after your husband offer himself to God，
他就会更爱你的。
He will love you even more。
你就能够更完全的得到他。
And you will gain him completely。
所以我们今天在主的面前，要对这个奉献有一个正确的认识。
So today we need to have this right concept of offering。
实在是我们的光荣。
It is truly our glory。
我们能够被主。
That God can choose us.
我们不要在主的面前再有所保留。
Do not reserve anything else for yourself.
每一天 把自己摆在祭坛的上面。
And daily we will place ourselves upon the altar.
好叫主能够使用我们。
So that God can use us.
盼望在新的这一年里面，我们在这三个方面互相的勉励。
I pray that in this new year that we can encourage one another in these three areas.
好叫我们的建造乃是在磐石的上面。
That our buildings will be built upon the rock.
我们不只是追求认识一些道理知识。
Not just to pursue after some spiritual knowledge,
乃是把我们所知道的行出来。
But to act upon the words that we have heard.
在这三个方面。
In these three areas.
第一个方面，我们天天要到主的面前。
Daily, first of all, daily we need to come before the Lord.
我们来得粮食。
That we will come to get the bread of life.
我们如果能够学会从主来得粮食的话。
If we can learn to receive the bread of life from the Lord.
主才能使用我们。
Then God can use us.
第二件事，我们要用信心把生命之道要表明出来。
Secondly, by faith we need to hold fast to the word of life.
我们在主的面前要像约书亚一样。
We need to be like Joshua before the Lord.
神告诉约书亚说，你的脚掌所踏之地都要给你。
Because the Lord told Joshua that every ground that the sole of your foot touches will become yours.
我们的脚常常踏不下去。
We oftentimes we cannot step on something.
我们不愿意把脚踏下去。
We're unwilling to put our feet on something.
我们要把我们的脚踏下去。
We need to let our feet step on the ground.
用信心就把生命之道表明出来。
And through faith, hold fast to the word of life.
第三呢，我们要把自己天天来奉献给神。
Thirdly, we need to offer ourselves daily to the Lord.
每一天我们把自己奉献给神。
Every day we need to offer ourselves to Him.
我们要告诉神说，这一天不奉献给你，这一天就失掉了。
We need to tell the Lord, if I do not offer myself to you this day, then I have lost this day.
我们已经失掉很多的时光，不能再失去了。
We have already lost many times in our life.
要在主的面前再把一天一天奉献给他。
We need to offer each day.Each remaining days to him.
我们彼此的鼓励。
We need to encourage one another.
做丈夫的要鼓励妻子。
The husband must encourage the wife.
要奉献给主。
To offer yourself to God.
做妻子要鼓励丈夫。
The wife must encourage the husband.
做父母要鼓励儿女。
The parents should encourage the children.
因为不属于主的都会失去。
Because anything that does not belong to God, it will be lost at the end.
爱你的丈夫的话。
If you truly love your husband.
你就鼓励他奉献给主。
You will encourage him to offer himself to God.
你要为他祷告，让他奉献给主。
You will pray until he offers himself to God.
如果你爱你的妻子的话，你也是这样。
If you love your wife, you do the same.
你如果真爱你的儿女的话
，If you truly love your children,
你也是这样为他们祷告。
You will pray for them this way.
让在新的年日里面，我们都把我们自己奉献给主。
So that in this new year, we all learn to offer ourselves to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们何等感谢赞美你
，Lord, how we thank you and praise you.
因为我们是何等的人
，Because we are such people.
你既然拣选了
，That you have chosen us.
你不但拣选我们，也愿意使用我们。
Not only you have chosen us, but you desire to use us.
主啊，求你下来激励我们众人。
Lord, may you encourage all of us.
在新的年日的里面。把我们更多的摆在你的手中。
In this new year, we are willing to place ourselves in your hand.
让我们都有一个心愿，就是主，我们来使用我们。
That we all have the same desire, that is, Lord, use me.
让我们在往后的日子里面常常来彼此的鼓励。
That in the days to come, we will often encourage one another.
我们巴不得主能使用我们。
That we so wish and desire that God will use us.
我们在你的面前被你的话语所得着。
That before you, that we will be gained by your words.
我们不单是知道你的话。
Not only know your words.
我们宝贵你的话。
But we will treasure your words.
我们以你的话作为我们的生命。
That your words will become our life.
用我们的信心把这个生命之道表明出来。
And that we will hold fast to the word of life through faith.
除我们自己不能。
Lord, we're unable.
所以我们要到你的面前。
That's why we come before you.
鼓励我们天天来到你的面前。
And you will encourage to come to you daily.
因为你是生命的粮。
because you are the bread of life.
到你这里的就永远不渴。
Those who come to you will never hunger.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
愿你按照你的信实来带领我们。
You always lead us by your faithfulness.
把众弟兄姊妹和每一个家庭再仰望给你。
We commit all brothers and sisters and each family into your hands.
因为这新的一年，我们都是被建造在磐石的上面。
Then this new year, we will be people who are built upon the rock.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.